stood unified in their goal to unseat President Trump from the White House, but there's much they disagree on. They highlighted their philosophical differences in a Thursday night debate. At the same time as the debate, President Trump, speaking at the 2019 House Republican Conference member retreat dinner, says that he can't believe Senator Elizabeth Warren is in serious contention against former Vice President Joe Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination.
I hit Pocahontas way too early. I thought she was gone. She's emerged from the ashes. And now it looks like she could beat Sleepy Joe. He's fallen asleep. He has no idea what the hell he's doing or saying.
The debate stage is an opportunity to establish more dominance in the polls to close the lead that frontrunner Vice President Joe Biden has. U.S. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders trail behind Biden, also on the debate stage, for California Senator Kamala Harris, former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, former U.S. House Secretary Julian Castro, and entrepreneur Andrew Yang. The United States is moving ahead with millions of dollars in aid for Ukraine's military money that had until now been held up by the White House. White House officials Thursday confirmed the release of $250 million in funding from the Pentagon, another $141 million in financial assistance from the State Department. This is shortly before lawmakers were set to admonish the administration for the delay again. The United States moving ahead with millions of dollars in aid for Ukraine's military. This is money that had until now been held up by the White House. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China on Thursday extended the latest gesture of goodwill in the ongoing trade dispute with the United States as the world's two largest